This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We are babysitting in a manner of speaking, I suppose. We're checking on all the big stuff that's going on. I think we've talked about Shakari Richardson. She failed a drug test, so she can't go to the Olympics. So then, as long as we're in the sports circle, there's a lady who said something allegedly about a black, she was an ESPN reporter, right, or an anchor? Is that the story, Jennifer?
Her name's Rachel Nichols, and this is a pretty big story, I think, especially for people who watch the NBA Finals, which a lot of people are doing. It's underway right now. ESPN took their sideline reporter off their job after the job. I can't speak. Off of the job after a recording of her phone conversation criticizing ESPN's diversity policies that broke. It came out over the weekend. ESPN said that they believe this is the best decision for all concerned in order to keep the focus on the finals instead of on the sidelines. Now, until today, Rachel Nichols, who is white, had been giving sideline reports as part of ESPN's coverage with host Mike Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, Mark Jackson. Now, she's no longer assigned to that role. ESPN also noted that she's not removed from the host of a show called The Jump, which is pretty popular during this series. This comes from an article that was published in the New York Times on Sunday in which it reported that she could be heard on a recorded phone call complaining that ESPN had given one of her contractually arranged on-air jobs to a black reporter named Maria Taylor. In the conversation, she says, on one hand, she wishes Maria Taylor all the best, but on the other hand, she didn't want to lose things she worked hard to earn just because ESPN is feeling the pressure over making its on-air staff more diverse.
There's a lot of that going around, that's for sure. So so she's not going to cover the NBA, but she still has a job.
Still doing the jump, and we'll see
and
what happens.
And who decides
what's
a disparaging comment? Who decides?
Well, this is what she said.
First of all, she's caught on a hot mic. So, number one, how dumb are you in 2021 to
be caught
on a hot mic?
I thought she was on a phone conversation.
Well, and how? Yeah, it was a hot mic. Her mic was on.
Well, but that's not a reason to fire to.
I'm just saying,
her.
This was a stupid thing for her to say.
And by the way, it was a phone call. It was a phone call that was recorded on her.
Why was it recorded?
I don't know. I think it was.
Wasn't she talking to someone's agent, a sports agent, a player's agent?
This is directly from the reporting. It says the reprisal comes on the heels of an article published by the New York Times in which it reported that Nichols could be heard on a recorded phone call complaining that ESPN had been given one of her contractually arranged on-air jobs.
What's wrong with that?
Reporter Maria Taylor.
I'd complain about it if it was me.
I think it's different because if you're talking on the phone to someone, you have, I think, an assumed level of privacy. And this is what she had to say. This is what she could be heard saying. Quote, if you need to give her more things to do because you are feeling pressure about your crappy longtime record on diversity, which, by the way, I know personally from the female side of it, like, go for it. Just find it somewhere else. You are not going to find it from me or taking my thing away. End quote. That's what she said on the recording.
I think this is a pretty outrageous example of how this stuff has gone too far. Frankly,
I gotta say, I mean, you know, look,
I can see both sides of this. I understand how she feels, but it was stupid to say. I mean, it's.
But that doesn't mean she should lose a position that she has. And let's face it, no matter whether you're black or white, women in sports reporting has been a challenge.
It's tough.
For the past 20 years. And in order to make it, I find this appalling, frankly. I think we have gone way too far in trying to, the pendulum has swung way too far in order to try to even things out. Certainly lots of problems that we need to address as a civilization, as a country, as individuals. But for me, this stuff has gone too far. It's time to put the brakes on, time to stop being so if sensitive is the word, whatever it is, or insensitive. But I just don't see, especially where she says she's recorded saying the network had a crappy long-time record on diversity. She's criticizing the network. Maybe that's really why.
And she wasn't alone. By the way, the person on the other end of the line was Adam Mendelsohn, who's an advisor to LeBron James. And on the call, you can hear Adam Mendelsohn say ESPN is a snake pit, claiming that between Me Too and Black Lives Matter, he was
I've heard that from people that I know in radio. The radio
side of
ESPN.
Well, now they're both apologizing. And, you know, I think it must stink to be Maria Taylor and hear that maybe you're in a position because of what you look like instead of how good you are.
How hard you've worked
but,
to get there.
Yeah, it takes away what you've worked for. But I can think of, and I'm not going to say names, but I can think of a couple of women right now that are in positions where they are clearly not as good.
Not capable, absolutely.
That are just not as good as other people.
Yep.
And
yep.
They are probably put there so that the company can check diversity boxes. And that is unfortunate.
Look at that. Look at who we hired over there. We did a great job. We hired somebody who's white or black
and
or
as a woman, Asian, and I think Jay and Victoria and I could probably agree on this, I've always loved sports. I've always wished that I could be in the sports sector. I love it. But I also know that it's even harder than being a woman in talk radio. Imagine that. And that's not an easy get. So I can also imagine how this woman feels if she's worked really hard and then someone that she can see is not as good comes along and takes something that is there because the company is now trying to make good on what crap they'd pushed out for the last few years.
You've given me something to think about. In the most recent Talkers Convention, I'm thinking about how many women were there who are actually talk show hosts.
Right.
At best, it's a handful.
I think I said to count how many women and report back to us.
Yeah, right.
And the fact that, I mean, what I'm super proud of is that in Los Angeles on the show that I host, that I'm the lead on that. Do you know how many two-person shows can you think of where the woman is the lead?
Well, they're smart enough to figure it out after the ratings on the show before you got there were 0.6 and now they're a 3.
This isn't about
and it
me
isn't just you. It wasn't whoever else was there. Come on.
They're slow, but they're not that slow. But you understand the point. It's just I can't think of any other example.
I think I just made the point. You have brought individually the program up by its bootstraps in a very competitive market where there's a lot of radio. Much of it isn't much good, but there are at least people are finding you and that station. And so it is, take some credit yourself because that's where the credit belongs. All right, it's time to move into Jeffrey Epstein's world.
Yeah, right.
Okay, here we go. There's a black book, apparently, that has surfaced. Uh-oh. Who's going to be in
this
book?
You have a lot of people sitting on the toilet right now. Right.
Names. 349 people. All right? The addresses, all of that stuff. Names, phone numbers. High-profile individuals who have not been named as associates. So who has this book? Who's going to be the target of somebody's bullet? Because that's really...
Well, the guy who broke the news story on the first book, the first black book, this is the second one from the late 90s to early 2000s that was literally found on the street by someone, and then it was verified. And so the guy bought it from eBay. Sorry, what? Yeah.
Where did this come from, this book?
This book was found on the street on the Upper East Side of New York.
What?
And a woman, listen. So the woman found it on the street. People find weird stuff on the streets of New York all the time. She
Is
picked
that
it
a
up.
Little
she
convenient,
flipped through
though?
It.
Maybe.
Well, she's had Maybe. It. It's. Can I finish a sentence, please?
Well, man, no, but
she's
I'm
had
just
it.
Saying, no,
listen,
I want.
Let me tell the story. Okay, so in the 90s,
the
in
the
90s,
the story.
Listen,
yeah.
in the late 90s, she found it on the street in New York. She didn't know it was Jeffrey Epstein's book, but there were lots of names and phone numbers, Donald Trump and like a lot of people, famous names, Morgan Fairchild. So she kept the book. She moved a couple times. She lost it. Found it again recently. Put it up on eBay. It was sold for $400. The guy who bought it is the one who verified the first Jeffrey Epstein book and has now verified that this is another one that actually did belong to Jeffrey Epstein. What other new names are in it? Well, Morgan Fairchild's probably not happy. Robin Leach, remember him? Lifestyle.
Why would she be in it, though? What is she?
We don't know. No. Melania Trump's best friend is in it. Who knows? I mean, there are a lot of random numbers.
This guy, Katsimatidis, who's the supermarket owner and the owner of WABC.
Carl Icahn is in it, too. I mean, a lot of Jeffrey Epstein was a very well-connected guy. And doesn't mean all these people were pedophiles, but it certainly raises an eyebrow, at least one eyebrow.
Yeah, just because your name's in there, that doesn't mean that you were hustling around with some of the people. But
it doesn't mean you're trafficking children, but, you know, it still is a little suspicious that you were involved with them.
Well, that's why I asked what I did, and I was persistent when you kept saying that, because I want to know, there's always a possibility that somebody deliberately did this to get at a group of people that just threw it on the sidewalk, figuring somebody would come up with it.
But here's the thing, we know who Jeffrey Epstein is now, but if this book is from the 80s, how many people
late 90s, early
2000s. The late 90s, excuse me, how many people were in that book that probably didn't know exactly what the extent of his crimes were? I am really interested in Alan Dershowitz. I'm really interested in Bill Clinton. These are people who are on the plane, who have been getting massages. Mm-hmm. I mean, give me a break. Prince Andrew. I mean, these are the people that we really,
like
really
happy
know
ending.
About. Yeah, we'll leave John Katsimatidis out of it until he needs to be in it.
Yeah, right. All right. Here's the latest DJV download, a focus on J-Lo. Apparently, there are those around her, and we talk about that she's the happiest she's ever been. So that's trending. There also was the story we talked about in the download, a flash mob breaking out singing the national anthem at a Walmart.
That was cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I thought it was kind of cool. Okay, so anyway, Scarlett Johansson and the Black Widow and somebody saying that he was embarrassed. Yeah, who cares? All that stuff. Well, we care about it, but to a point. You hear our approach and attitude to this way to sell it. Who cares? Yeah, check out our daily download for that information that you may have missed, or the little twists and nuances to conversations that we have that are really unique to the DJV Show. It's at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour here on the DJV program. It is Jay Kirshner time. Not that it is. It's always Jay Kirshner time because she always has something to say when there are important things to be said. When Jay listens, like E.F. Hutton. When Jay speaks, everybody listens. And when it comes to social media, she's on top of what's on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And as usual, it has to do with mostly gossipy sorts of things like Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani's wedding, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there are questions that we like to ask, and we have some answers, interesting, thoughtful answers from listeners who have responded to some of our questions on social media, which we'll get to right after this.
Brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen.
Victoria has just dubbed me the Prince of Precision. Ooh, I like that.
I'm endorsing it. I like it.
Yeah. What about you, Jay?
It was not meant as an actual endorsement of anything other than me teasing you that you're never on time and the clocks are always wrong. And your facts are, you know, iffy.
Excuse me.
Alternative.
Right. Alternative.
We are all entitled to our reading of the facts. Okay, so we have one of the things inspired by my conversation, I guess by me, is a focus on China. So, Jay, you've asked our listeners to explain their feelings about doing business with China. What was the specific question that you asked?
Yeah, the question you had asked, Doug, is it anti-patriotic to do business with China or buy made-in-China products?
And my answer to that is yes. So we can move on unless everybody agreed with me. So what are we?
A couple people. Lord Francis said yes because they're infiltrating and undermining the capitalist way of life. Mm-hmm. Jeff Tolton says made in USA does not always equate to owned by Americans.
That's a very good point, by the way.
That is
because
really
we know
point.
More and more mm-hmm. how the Chinese government is buying up stuff here, there, and everywhere in America. That's a very good point. And I'm not sure we always think about that. That's very good, Jeff. Thank you. All right, who else?
And Chris Burton posed a question to the question. If I retired from the military after 20-plus years, would I grab the first thing off the shelf? Am I unpatriotic?
Grab the first thing off the shelf. I don't know.
If he means
what
that is.
If they don't look, yes.
If
he's just
looking,
mindlessly shopping, yes.
After also serving our country.
In the military.
Right.
I think there's a qualification to it. Perhaps we're looking for the definition of is, or parsing a little bit. I don't think that's the spirit of the question. Frankly, the spirit of the question is, where are you spending your money? And do you know, do you pay attention to what you're buying and where that money is going? My intention is for you to think about what the Chinese government is doing to undermine our way of life. Okay? That's the bottom line. Okay, what else? Who else?
Well, and Chris Burton also added a great point. I think most folks prefer to buy American. It's just difficult to find American-made products in a number of
countries. You're looking for something specific. It's, yeah, it can be challenging.
Yeah, it can be. Yep. All right, who else?
And John Walczak says, the bigger problem that is ignored is the billions sent to terrorist-supporting nations in the Middle East.
Yep. You're right about that. That's also a really big problem. Where we support a lot of the things that we like, gambling and things like that, all that money, much of it goes to terrorist organizations. Yep.
Well, I think that's one of the things with shopping local, too. When you go to, you know, local mom-and-pop shops and you know something is owned by Americans, it's made in America, when you get too much, and myself included, I can get really into online shopping. You know, just never know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I really get annoyed at the proudly designed in America.
Yeah,
that
baloney.
Really gets me.
Yeah,
that's like
that
saying Atlantic salmon. Well,
I had
know,
to buy,
that
a, buy a grinder for the farm yesterday, a grinder sander. And do you think I could? I looked. There were four different brands that I looked at my favorite hardware store. All of them made in China. So I didn't buy one. We'll do it by hand. But that's what's going on. Yeah, you got to look. And be,
what are you using with the grinder sander? Are you doing like pedicures on your phone? On
no,
your phone?
I'm talking about painting a truck. Thank you for asking.
Ah, okay.
28 past my nails. Yeah, maybe I could use that on my nails. 28 past the hour.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
With the acceleration to digital channels during the pandemic, consumers now have access to unparalleled choice when it comes to where and with whom they spend their money. But how loyal is the average consumer, and what keeps them coming back for more or turning away from specific brands? Well, the Marsis' Customer Loyalty Index. Find out exactly that. And joining me now for a little bit more is Alex Timlin, Senior Vice President of Industry at Marsis. Alex, can you tell us a little bit more about the Customer Loyalty Index and what the research found?
The hope of the research was to actually ask consumers about their feelings towards brands, to just differentiate between a loyalty program as a means of getting rewards versus loyalty where people have a strong emotional connection with a brand or a product and feel as though they are advocates. So the aim of the research was to give people a different approach to how they might gain new customers, but most importantly, retain them by thinking a little bit differently about what loyalty is so that they don't leave behind customers they already have a good relationship.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storm Elsa killed one person in Florida after making landfall in the state Wednesday. Elsa has weakened over Georgia with 45-mile-an-hour winds now. Tropical storm warnings are in effect Thursday from Little River Inlet, South Carolina, to Great Egg Inlet in New Jersey. The search operation at the Surfside condominium collapse in North Miami is shifting from rescue to recovery. As hopes of finding survivors faded, Miami-Dade Mayor Danielle Levine Cava said Wednesday. Japan's government is set to declare a state of emergency for Tokyo due to a COVID-19 spike. The government will decide after talks with International Olympic Committee officials later Thursday whether to ban all spectators, which medical experts say would help slow the virus spread.
Lightning strikes twice!
Tampa Bay Lightning win Game 5 and the Stanley Cup, as seen on NBC. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Overcrowded U.S. immigration detention centers have a huge spike in COVID-19 infections in recent months. That's according to a New York Times report. The paper found that more than 7,500 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in border detention centers between April and last week. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich on Fox News says the Biden administration has chosen immigrants over the safety of the American people.
The Biden administration is making a choice between migrants and Americans, and they're telling the wrong people to stay home. They literally are trying to shut down our economy. And I keep emphasizing to folks that the biggest health crisis facing our country today is the Biden administration. Because we may have 3 vaccines for COVID, but there's no cure for stupid. And what the Biden administration is doing is just plain dumb, Sean. You know that there are millions of people illegally crossing our southern border. A small percentage of them have been adequately vaccinated. They're packed into detention centers. Be a catastrophe, not only a public health crisis. And so the Biden administration, as you know, is trying to get rid of Title 42, which essentially President Trump used to literally expel hundreds of thousands of people out of this country for public health reasons. So which is it, Joe Biden? Do we have a public health crisis where we're going to lock down our economy, or alternatively, we're going to go ahead and let people in and gut Title 42, which is designed to protect the public health?
Border infections make up more than 40% of all reported cases in ICE facilities since the start of the pandemic. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Four past the hour. What'd you say? Are you
we were talking about the hills.
I thought you'd be talking about the Prince of Preciseness or whatever.
No, that's you. See, that's how unprecise you are. You don't even get the name right. It's the perfect nickname.
Thank you. All right, well, it's better than, what did you call me, the Grinch or something? No.
Captain
Curmudgeon. Yeah, it's better
than that.
That's
also applicable.
Thank you. All right, so here we are on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with, I'm going to put Victoria's name last because...
Well, I am the V, so go ahead.
Yes, right. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Victoria Keeler. So there's this Ohio police chief. Want to tell that story? This is, he sort of did the nasty, did the stupid probably more than did the nasty.
Yeah, I was going to say, did the nasty would mean something else. I think.
Yeah, right. Okay, so what did he do, Jennifer?
Oh, Victoria has the story, but he just roughly wrote, put something on the desk of one of his officers. This was a black officer. This is a white police chief, about the KKK, and was just ridiculous. He ended up getting fired, but I don't understand how even people who think this kind of thing is funny are still operational. You know what I mean? Like, even if it's probably that he meant no harm, but maybe he meant to be harmful, who knows? But how in the world do you think that even works? I mean, it's not funny. It's hurtful. People are people are on guard looking for this kind of behavior, especially in the police.
What is the line? What's
well,
the line?
Well, he got fired, so there's the line, right?
Right. But I mean, for other people to learn, if they're paying attention, it may be they don't care or not paying attention, but hard to not pay attention these days with what's on the airwaves all over the place. But I just am wondering what it is. How do we decide? How do we know what the line is? Because it's kind of an invisible line, isn't it? Or is it a changing line? That may be more.
I don't know. When the Klan's involved, I think it's a pretty clear line, right?
In this case, yeah. Yeah, in this case, yes, I have no question about it. But in other circumstances where it's a little like the business with the ESPN reporter, I think that's crossing the line, Frankie. Not what she did, but the way that was handled by ABC, Disney. You know, that's their. No, I don't. That was not appropriate. That was not the appropriate way to handle or react to what she said, frankly. In my book, anyway, everybody's got a different way of looking at things. It's, and maybe to that point, we all have our thinking or thoughts about Bill Cosby and what the deal is with him, but I find it interesting, some of the old-time actors and actresses that are coming to his defense, Carol Baker, for example, somebody who's been around for a long time.
I don't know who that is.
Carol Baker is an old Hollywood, more from the golden age, if you will. She was in a movie in 1956 called Baby Doll. She got an Oscar for it. She put the blame on Cosby's accusers and questioned why women would choose to be alone with a sexy comedian.
A sexy comedian?
I guess we have different definitions of that as well. Anyway, I just find it interesting that this is something that people want to express themselves about, because it wasn't that he was black. It was his actions that brought him the negative attention that he got. And you know, you look at other people like Harvey Weinstein and what has happened with him. There are those who say, well, if he wasn't Jewish, he wouldn't have been prosecuted like this. No,
what?
That is so stupid.
Do people say
who
that?
Said that? I feel like you're the only one who made that up. I've never
no,
heard anybody. Because Hollywood is filled
people.
With Jewish people. That doesn't even make sense.
Well, that's it makes more
Hollywood
sense.
Hollywood is run by Jewish people.
Because there are a lot of people who don't like the fact that Hollywood is run by Jews. And that's, you know, so you go around and around. What I'm just saying is there's so much prejudice everywhere. How do you know what is in your own heart, you know, what's right or wrong? Bill Cosby, to me, seemed like kind of a lech after hearing the stories, even Jennifer's story of her encounter with him. You know, that's not
something.
Well, how
can 60 women be wrong, you know?
Look, I think that there's a level of, like, I think that everybody needs to own their role in this, right? Bill Cosby needs to own his role in this. The women who put themselves in dangerous situations, they need to own their role in this. I mean, the difference between my situation with Bill Cosby, and for those of you who don't know, I met him, he like laid in my lap. He definitely was not respectful of personal boundaries. But at the time, I didn't feel like I was in danger. And I can tell you what, if he would have handed me a blue pill and said, here, take this, let's go hang out, I would have said, you got to be kidding me. I don't care if it's Bill Cosby or the Pope, if somebody hands me a drug to do, I'm not just going to take it because I don't want to put myself in that situation.
But wasn't he also accused of drugging women, though, not just handing them pills?
And this is the thing.
Yeah.
This is why I'm saying he needs to own his role. The people who just took pills and said, you know, kind of jumped in. Look, these people are victims for various reasons. But, I mean, if somebody's crumbling up pills and sticking them in your drink when you're not looking, they're going to, no matter who they are, they're going to be held accountable in a court of law unless
you'd like to think
they're trying to legalize the date rape drug. But that's a whole different story.
Well, no, I think that's an important way of looking at this. Okay. So now there's a new poll that suggests that you and me and at least half or more of the people who live in this country believe UFOs reported by military personnel are evidence of intelligent alien life. The Pew, this is not a Fleabag research firm, this is the Pew Center.
I want to know who the 35% are that don't think there's anything else out there.
Well, that's
another
good question.
She doesn't believe in UFOs.
Doesn't believe in any of this?
Nope.
Thinks we're here. We grew out of a swamp. That's what she thinks.
I have no. I'll have to ask her how she thinks we really got here. But yeah, she does absolutely not believe in UFOs whatsoever.
Does your dad?
He would be much more open-minded to it, yes. Like, he would probably go like, yeah, there's a possibility. I'd believe that. But, yeah, my mom, absolutely not. Very, yeah, very hard line on that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you suppose that is? What is there? People that take a hard line on stuff like that, usually it's kind of like homosexuality. The people that take a hard line are usually on the other side.
This is getting like, I'll keep this brief, but like, she also doesn't believe in psychics, even right. though a psychic told her very specifically when she was going to meet my dad, so, but she still doesn't believe any of it. I don't know, I think that there's a good friend of mine who is a psychic, said she thinks that my mom, as she's getting older, that there's a lot of maybe fear of the unknown, mm-hmm. and so that, you know, fear of your own mortality and things like that, and that can kind of warp how open-minded you are to things, mm-hmm. which right. I think there's some validity to that.
But this is a 10,000, over 10,000 adults were surveyed last month.
But also look at the ages, though. If you're under, what was it, under 30?
Three-quarters of adults under the age of 30, yeah. 30 say intelligent life exists on other planets. 57% of those 50 and older don't.
And that number goes down as you get older.
Right.
What's funny about that is I believe what I do because of just what you said, but I guess for the opposite reasons. I don't know if that makes sense, but you're saying that your mom, maybe because of her own mortality, is trying to keep everything very compartmentalized. I love the idea that there are a whole lot of things I don't understand because that leads me to say that there's, that I have faith.
Yeah,
there is
I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
totally with you. I find it comforting in the mm-hmm. unknown. I find that, you know, once we leave this plane, I'm very open-minded to what we may encounter in the next
realm. Well, there are some who say
realm,
we create
life,
our own realities.
You want to call it. Yeah.
I used to, when I was in my 30s, I worried about death all the time. Oh, my God, what's going to happen to me after I got divorced? It was terrible. The decade of the 30s is the worst in my life. And at this point in my life, I think, wow, this is great. I've had a wonderful life to this point. I continue to lead a wonderful life pretty much exactly the way I want to live. And I have the people around me that I want to have around me. I've got it, you know, pretty much made. It'd be nice to have a few more bucks in the bank, but, you know, you can't have everything all at once. And so, you know, you give up maybe a certain amount of what your priorities are for other priorities that are more important. And worrying about what's going to happen, first of all, what are you going to do about it? Zero.
Right.
There's not a thing you can do about whatever happens. And, you know, lately, I've been talking about this on the air a little bit, the quantum physics stuff, which has been part of the discussion for 30 or 40 years. Actually, the quantum physics stuff goes back to almost the same time. I wonder how these are related, if they are. Just think about that. The whole business about UFOs in the early 50s, you know, that's sort of when it became a little more popular with Einstein and that bunch that were around then, the 40s and the 50s, to think about you know, what do we really exist? We ask ourselves a question. You know, I can pinch myself, you can pinch yourself, and it feels real, but is there something else there? Because we don't really understand a whole heck of a lot about what goes on. How do you try to understand when you look at trees and understand the photosynthetic process, when you look at the complication, I'm looking at my son's and his wife's baby boy growing inside of her, and the spine developing, and the arms developing. And I look at the calves that are born on the farm after 9 months and 9 days of gestation from one cell matching up with another cell comes this being. Well, how do you explain that?
I know. You can't. Yeah. And where did it all start?
Yes.
You know, there are a lot of people who like to say, well, it was the Big Bang. Well, what caused the gas for the Big Bang? There is something so much more that we don't understand.
Right.
And it's always my argument about religion and about faith and about being something more and not just these beings that just kind of live and die, because it just doesn't make sense. And if you've ever been with someone.
Sense.
No. And if you've ever been with someone who's passed, if you've ever been in the room with them, you know as soon as they're gone, because you can feel the energy, that soul, leave the body. The body is still there. But all of a sudden, you're like, that's just a body.
When
that's
my
not
father,
my grandmother anymore.
Yeah, when my father died, when he stopped breathing, it was long after his soul had departed from his body. After he had his stroke, he was gonzo. And you know, once you lose consciousness, I think oftentimes that is the mark. I mean, we can't prove it. but it just seems to make sense. Like a lot of these other things.
The point is, the soul is more powerful than the body it lives in, right? Yeah. You can feel that energy in that.
We are. I remember Meredith and I talked about
this. That's physics 101, right?
We are spiritual beings in a physical body.
Right. But the physics 101 part of it, if we want to stick to the science, right? I mean, that's energy cannot be created or destroyed.
No.
That's number one. So if you think we are energy, our souls are, that's energy. So how could you possibly create at one finite point or, you know, or destroy it when you leave the body? It just doesn't make sense to me. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm with Jen. I find it very comforting to feel like there's another place that, well, maybe we'll all be doing a radio show together in another plane.
Maybe we are already. We don't even know it. How about that?
I just wouldn't want to, like, realize that we're in the Truman Show. That's the only thing that I wouldn't want to say.
I know. That would be bad. Somebody tell us.
These are the kind of conversations we have every week on the program that I do called Your Hidden Power. The current, as a matter of fact, as I'm looking at the review of the most recent one, which is Your Hidden Power number 198, the focus was on following your own authentic path. There's a person, a psychic teacher that I became enthralled with named Catherine Schiff that taught me and the listeners a lot about psychic meditation, about experiences. And she had sort of credibility. A lot of these people sometimes, as to Victoria's chagrin, we don't quite mesh in our conversations when they are on the program and I'm talking to them. Sometimes it sinks in and sometimes it doesn't. But with the shift, it really did sink in with me. And it's because I think I buy into the divine higher self idea and the idea of intuition. Uri Geller taught me that, as far as that's concerned. Trust your intuition. Trust your gut. And that's really what the conversation is about. So if that means something to you and you think you get a kick out of listening to it, you learn something, help yourself to this week's podcast of Your Hidden Power at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Laura Banks is with us from StarGalNetwork.com. She's an acclaimed astrologer. Do you like that? I think that's cool. You're an acclaimed astrologer. So, I look around at the news clips that are in front of me for today, and I think how much of this is influenced by what's going on in the stars. We are in the month of Gemini. Leo is up next at bat. If you're using Western astronomy, if you're using Eastern astronomy, it's a whole different thing. Although I have found, having readings from both Eastern and Western astrologers, much of what comes through is the same. So I don't know why there is a difference, frankly. That's practical. If you are looking for somebody to give you a good reading, you don't have to necessarily ask the question, especially if you're a novice, whether you use the Eastern or the Western tradition. Just get some information and see where you go with that. So what kind of information is prominent this time of year? As I've told you, you know that. I look at my daily horoscope just for fun to see what's what, because it's only based on my sun sign. It's not based on my moon or where my rising sign is, which changes all kinds of things. So for people who just look in the newspaper for their daily horoscope, is that a waste of time?
It depends on who's doing it. You know, Susan Miller is just a genius at what she does. Cafe Astrology is a great source. It doesn't take much research to know where the goodies are and where, like, the down low with my women friends. Everyone knows, you know, you go to Susan Miller and she's got the thing. Uncanny accuracy with her. But, you know, everybody's going to be looking at the new moons and the full moons that happen every month, because they sort of bookend new beginnings and then the fruition of those new beginnings. And so July 9th, we've got a new moon in Cancer, and that's perfect with what we're in now with Cancerians. It's all about friendships and support groups and foundation and family and nurturing. So we want to think about, all right, you know, I'm looking, coming into this July 9, this, how can I really build that foundation of trust and involvement where I live, or belonging? How can I feel like more sense of belonging? Maybe I can volunteer. Maybe I can call that friend, you know, and then that builds the July 9th to the 23rd, where you get your full moon in Aquarius, which is coming up a lot. We're going back into Aquarius with a couple of planets. You know, it's maybe what you do or don't want to hear, but it's back to large groups, organizations, what's going on in politics, what's the bigger picture as a collective on this planet? Are we going to survive it in a good way, or are we all doomed to some miserable Armageddon? You know, I watch too much science fiction. But
yes, you do.
If we build that foundation.
You've been involved in too many Star Trek movies. I think that's what you're
talking about. My gosh, I can't come out of them. And too many conversations with William Shatner.
Yeah, that's it.
But that's how you want to look. I mean, as a novice looking at it, just you know, get a calendar. Now, if you just know when the new moons are and the full moons are, you're going to know to start that new project on that new moon. All right, what sign it's in? All right, it's in Cancer. All right, I'm going to experiment with just focusing on just my family, my friends, my support group, my foundation, my inner body. Cancerian is about health and inner health, and my.
All right, I just opened up a site, and the first sentence is, "It's going to be a great week for love." Now, that's pretty typical. Yeah. People all want to hear that, right? What's in store for love this week? Well, your love picture would be different than mine. So, in a general sense, that's why I say going to some of these places is a waste of time, because you don't really get information that's specifically geared to you. That's why you need to find a good astrologer like Laura at StarGalNetwork.com. So, anyway, you know, you have
Thank you. Yeah, that's true. But just we're animals, and it's warm, and people are getting out and meeting each other. You know, we're the animals mate in the spring. The animals mate in the summer. You know, then we get into harvest. You know, you meet someone and then you work it for a while. You get to know them. You know, they say after about 3 months, you know if someone's right or wrong for you. I just read something fascinating that it takes someone making about 5 major mistakes early on in a relationship for a guy or a gal to know that they don't want to be with them. I thought that was interesting. But you've got Mars, Venus conjunct in Leo. Leo is expansive and warm and entertainment and fun and celebration. So get out and have fun. You know, I'm finding a little push on getting out and still wanting to hide out from the COVID. So I've got some old habits I'm trying to break. But use that Cancerian energy to feed yourself, and then that Leo move into community to embrace others.
Well, it could be. And if you got money questions, there's another whole area to go in. StarGalNetwork.com is Laura's web address for a really great reading following up on some of the things she talks about here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.